2009, hearings began for case 001 at the extraordinary chambers in the courts of Cambodia, commonly called the ECCC, or the Khmer Rouge Tribunal. International and Cambodian judges presided over the court. Its mission was to prosecute top leaders and those most responsible for grave crimes committed in the years under Pol Pot. The panel chose them at that time, and later, when they were prosecuted. The accused in the first case was Kang Gek Yeo, known as Duch, the chairman of S21. In 2012, Duch was sentenced to life in prison. Case 002 brought the four surviving leaders of the Communist Party of Kampuchea, known as Onka, before the court in 2011. Nuon Tia, brother number two, the deputy secretary of the party, and Khieu Samphan, the Khmer Rouge head of state, were both sentenced to life in prison. Ieng Sary, Minister of Foreign Affairs, died before the trial was over. His wife, Ieng Tirit, the only woman in Onka's inner circle, was Pol Pot's sister-in-law. She developed severe progressive dementia during the trial and was removed from the proceedings. Pol Pot himself, brother number one, was already dead. Perhaps our courageous and gentle artist, Warnat, should have the final word here. He died peacefully in 2011. At his memorial service, filmmaker Ritipan called him a relentless witness for the victims. Warnat had told him that the souls of the dead guided him to return to S21. Many times, Warnat talked with people who had worked here, trying to understand what had happened. These people said that they had no choice but to follow orders from Onka. They said this again and again. This was Warnat's reply.
I don't want to hear that obedience to Onka. If everyone only thinks Onka, discipline, obeying orders, carry out orders, or be killed, it's the end of our world. It's the end of justice. There are no more ideals, no more human conscience. If men turn human beings into animals, worse than animals, then that's not right. It's not right.